I'm going to open up the line if there's questions. Again, thanks, Vince. I'm going to bid you farewell. And if there's questions that you guys want to ask or just something, comment, save you time to dial the 10 digits. You know, fire. So, there you have it. Hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Great.
Yes, this is Linda Nurseclub. Did you get my email?
Well, I haven't been home for the last 48 hours, and the computer is still off, so I'm sure it's there.
Okay, just wanted to three-way you in with one of my distributors this morning.
Well, give me a call. I'm available.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Vance. Great job.
Very, very welcome, Justine. I'm sure you, like myself, took a few notes.
Better believe it.
I'm Maureen Sullivan in Troy, Michigan, and I have a question. I have a couple who have two little babies, one 2.5 and a new baby. The 2.5-year-old will not sleep, and I suggested maybe using the pet pad. Do you have an idea of what would help her sleep?
You know, it's really interesting you should ask that. Was it Maureen?
Maureen Sullivan,
okay,
under
Maureen.
Anita Yoder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, wonderful. I had, there was a testimony that I attached, 2 weeks ago about, and I can't remember the specific condition, but it's muscle development in kids that doesn't work properly and slow muscle development. And I forwarded that story on to some good friends of ours that we've known for years whose daughter is almost the exact same age as the gal in the testimony that was typed up. And I passed it on to her because this particular person used the Kinko seat. Before they put their child on the pet pad, which is what I would recommend. We're on our third daughter now. Two of the three sleep amazingly well. Our second daughter and two of our children are adopted, so you kind of have the idea of where we're coming from. The first and the third sleep amazing. And as what we experienced two nights ago, our middle daughter, now maybe it was the jitters from being at her first gymnastics meet, we're not sure, but woke up several times in the night in full-fledged discussions/arguments with unknown people there in the hotel room.
Oh.
And my wife, Stacy, had to literally get up, go over, and touch her on the head and say, "Hey, who are you talking to? Go back to sleep." So she is one of those that now, granted, when she's at home, we don't ever hear this. Her bedroom door is always open, and so if she was going into sleep talking or sleep yelling like she did the other night, we would hear it. At home, she's on a full, you know, Nikan sleep system, and with the comforter, with the pillow, with the air unit about 4 feet from her head. In the hotel room, she had nothing. I mean, not even Nikan pillow. Was it exactly all correlated or, you know, because of that? I don't know exactly, but I just know that for kids, if we want to give them the leg up, if they're not sleeping the way they should, we need to make the investment as parents. And if we can't afford the full sleep system, well, by all means, get a Kinko King seat, a little over $100, get the travel comforter, get a pillow. And if they can't spring for the air unit, well then, but at least start with the Kinko King seat.
Okay, that's what I loaned him. I loaned him that the other day, yeah.
And is there...
Well, I haven't talked to him yet.
Okay. And a lot of times, Maureen, just so you know, as Jim Rohn, the late, great Jim Rohn, said, you know, there's only about 8 or 10 negative people out there in the world. They just seem to move around a lot. And I know that's a comical look at things, but in the case of our friends, and we've seen this more often than not, the guy I mentioned to is jokingly at the very beginning of the call as the president of the World Testament Society. Some people don't, even if they're inside, they're hoping for a change. If the change happened, they wouldn't know what to do with it. Because they've grown accustomed to it. And we've all met people that their condition, their status, whatever, their victimization, if you could call them that.
Correct.
Because I am one of, I'm 42 today, so 31 years ago, I entered the world of being a burn victim. I was burned on a certain percentage of my body. I spent 3.5 weeks in a burn unit. But does that mean I'm a burn victim? No. It means I was burned, but I'll never claim the status of being a victim all my life. Why on earth would I want to do that? But for some people, that's their identity. And some people, for their kids, they would, again, there's that hope and desire that things would change. But if they don't, they wouldn't have anything to talk about.
That's true.
And so they hold on to that. So
I love the man is the husband, the father is my physical therapist right now, and I loaned them my light because they said that they were sleeping, and the wife is just ecstatic because she's getting so much energy from the new light. So they're really open.
Well, you know, if he's a physical therapist, I don't think this would be too much of a stretch. If you want to do a three-way, because Vince has made himself available before, why don't I give you his phone number real quick? Actually, why don't you email me, Maureen?
All right.
Why don't you do that? That way, you know, because I don't want Vince getting bombarded, and I'll just pass on his phone number on an individual basis. I don't think he'd mind one bit. You putting your physical therapist in touch with him as a physical therapist, and then you kind of pull out of the picture, so to speak, or even arranging it three ways so you could kind of see what they're talking about. But, you know, that's a baker talking to a baker or an accountant talking to an accountant.
Correct.
They speak the same language. But you have my email address,
Give
right?
it to me again, please. I have
okay.
it.
Okay. It's V.S. Van Stacy Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, 995.
Oh, yeah.
At AOL.com.
Okay, I will do that today, and I appreciate all of your calls. I've never talked on one of your calls before, but I've listened a lot, so I appreciate it.
Well, maybe we should have you share some Saturday morning. We'll give you a whole 30 minutes to talk.
Oh, no. Not yet. Maybe coming up.
Okay.
Well, happy, healthy, holy new year to you and your family, and I appreciate all you do so much,
Marie. I look forward to getting your email, and I'll pop you Vince's number.
Thank you.
Okay.
Vince?
Yes.
Vince, this is Phyllis Anson. I just heard Maureen talk about the lamp and she gets more energy.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering, how are they using the lamp? I use it mostly to read at night. But how, I kept thinking they should have these on light bulbs, you know, so you can have them all over the house.
You know, it's funny because you asked the question, how are they using it to get that energy? I just leaned over and reached over and flipped my on. I've been sitting in my office with a goofy, regular fluorescent bulb, not a big tube bulb, but a small one. And what I've discovered, to answer your question, is you just use it, as you said, you use it to read. I've noticed that, and again, I don't know if it's just because I'm kind of hyper to begin with, but I have really noticed that I took mine and just shined it up to the ceiling, so it's bouncing, it's illuminating the whole office, just the
window. Oh, okay.
Because our office is not that big. It's, is this a 9 by 12 bedroom, I think? That's what I've noticed, just having it on and just having it being here and utilizing what Vince talked about is taking that little breather break. I always stand up every hour. You'll never catch me sitting more than a half an hour, and I'll get up and I'll just go run up and down the stairs just for no reason whatsoever. And that was before training for the stair climb. But just to kind of get the body moving again, because I don't like sitting for a long time. It's against the DNA of who I am, my parents, grandparents, and so on. But to answer your question, really, I think just even a few minutes a day. Pauline talked about that, one of our guests a few weeks ago. You know, it'd be best if you sat next to it all day long, especially if you're in an area where there's a lot of clouds and you're not getting the natural sunlight. But just even 10, 15 minutes a day to get that energy, and what I believe what Maureen is referring to, the wife of this couple, saying that she's getting so much energy for it, she may be one of those that, whether or not she knows it or not, she may be one that actually her body required more than what they were getting from nature, or if they're in an area like the north where, I mean, especially the northeast, you guys are getting hammered this winter with more storms than normal, that type of activity is, it really takes it out of the body. It's harder when it's colder. The body's working harder. So
if you're sick, it would be good to be using this, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And one of the things that when you start to, Stacy mentioned this to me yesterday, and we were away from home for a couple of days, but I always take enough extra, you know, of Nikan's nutritionals with us, and so I threw in my little kind of first aid kit, so to speak, just in case. I wasn't planning on it, but just in case one of the family members or one of the other friends at the gymnastics meet where we were at came down with something, they felt something. And so I gave her two lactoferrin yesterday morning, first thing, because she said, number one, dealing with Emily, screaming at some imaginary person in the middle of the night, she woke up several times. She said, you know, just everything inside of me is just not feeling. Part of that is the overactive schedule that we had and doing this and that. But I said, do you want to eat part of a banana first, or do you want to take these on empty stomach? She said, no, let me eat something, and then I'll take the extra two lactoferrin. We don't take lactoferrin on a daily basis. It's not that I don't feel we don't need it. I really, when we do need it, I want it to boost our body. We take a regular myriad of Ciaga, Immunity, the Men's and Women's Daily, the Omega. We do that every single day. And so when we do take the lactoferrin, it gives the body the boost that we're wanting it to drive from. So that again, and I know several of the guests I've had have alluded to this. Vince has alluded to it. Pauline alluded to it, that the best way to repair the body is from the nutritional standpoint.
Yes.
Have to, and again, referring back to, you know, if Aristotle, I believe it was Aristotle, I kind of always loosely quote him because I'm not sure, it was either Aristotle or someone else, but positive, he said, you know, let food be your medicine.
Yes.
We can correct and keep our bodies at the level they're supposed to if we're putting the good food in. The problem with most people is we're self-medicating our bodies by utilizing chemicals and literally what I call legal drugs in the form of caffeine or nicotine or sugar. My 12-year-old asked me this yesterday. Or excuse me, it wasn't 12-year-old. It was 9-year-old, Emily. She said, Daddy, what's worse, the Big Red Pop that I got to drink, or the sugar in the Big Red, or the sugar in the chocolate chip cookie? I said, Emily, they're both the same. It's not a natural source of energy and food for you. That's why I'm saying you've had enough. And, because she's going into her first gymnastics meet, and her coach gave her certain pointers, and as her parents were giving her certain pointers. And, you know, after sitting down and eating a really good, nutritious lunch with celery and a sandwich made on whole grain bread, and you know, on and on and on and on. We said this is good food, and
I have a quick question.
Yeah,
I've got about three of my downlines that do not like the new Ciaga, and I know it's because the sugar was taken out. And you know, I don't know what I'm going to do because they don't really want to take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is my husband, so. What I was thinking, he doesn't take as much as I do in the nutrition because he just doesn't want to take a lot of things.
Sure.
And so I'm sitting here, if I switched him, if he won't take the Ciaga, if I switched him to the Greenzymes.
He's not taking the J Greenzymes at all?
He doesn't, no. I've been taking them since they came out, but he does not. And I need to change him. If he's not going to take the CAG, I need to have him take something else. And I don't know what would be the next best thing.
And you said your name was Phyllis, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Phyllis, well, congratulations. You're the only Nikan Wellness Consultant that is having this problem. Because 99.9% of us out there, we absolutely love the new CAG and have no problems with it whatsoever. I'd love to say that statement is correct. but I'd be lying.
I hear that. I hear how wonderful it was, and I was just waiting for it. And I also am having a problem, but I'm going to keep taking them.
You and I are in the same exact position that our spouses do not like. They will not drink the new Ciaga because of the way it tastes, because of the way it makes their face contort in ways that their face should not be contorting. So here's what we've done, and I'm saying this is the purifier solution to everybody out there that may be in that scenario. But I've learned after 15 years of marriage, which is a very short amount of time compared to some out there, but I've learned that if, you know, your spouse says it once, twice, three times, okay, come on, don't make them grab a 2x4 or a baseball bat and smack you upside your head. Listen to them. So what I've done is I've been searching out, and I've been successful in some areas, but I've been out there finding bottles of the old Ciaga that somebody may have ordered a box, you know, two bottles of it, right before they switched over, and they didn't get into it because they absolutely love the new stuff. So I've been trading them. I just stole a bottle from my parents. Sorry. I'll eventually replace it. But I've been getting bottles, the old glass bottles, the old version Ciaga from people, and that's what I've been giving to Stacy. Now, in the meantime, if I run short, I run out. Here's your surefire fix for your husband, Phyllis. Use in a shaker cup or something that a measuring cup. The best is if it's like a Tupperware container that you can put a lid on it and shake it up to really get it to break down. Half grape juice, half water. And it only takes 2 ounces. So I'm using an ounce of grape juice, an ounce of water, and one level measuring teaspoon of Jade Greenzyme. Shake it up. And again, and I will stress grape juice, just regular, dark grape juice. You can use white grape juice, but there's something about regular grape juice, and it completely, not 100%, but it masks the flavor of the jades, and it kind of has a sweet, salty taste as you drink it with the grape juice. And as I've learned from people like Dave Balzer, Roger Drummer, and other nutritionists, grape juice is not one of those acidic fruits acidic fruit juices that is going to counter effect. If you can use orange juice, you can use grapefruit juice, if you like that sort of thing, but as Roger has shared with me many times, that the acidity in that will offset, not the whole entire benefit, but it will offset some of the benefits of the alkaline nature of the Jade Greenzyme.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to stick with a grape juice or a cranberry juice, but grape juice is one of those that we found for our family. It just it masks the flavor. And our kids, our two daughters, not that they've got nutrition taste buds like nobody else, but if I try and sneak something on them, like if I use a blueberry juice that I find, you know, at the discount store or something, and try and use that and said, oh, they immediately, first sip, Daddy, what did you put in this? Because it's not normal for them. But for them, I do the same thing, and I break it down, you know. But they get the Ciaga, and they haven't really objected to the new version. But 1 ounce of Ciaga, 1 ounce of grape juice, 2 ounces of water. So I'm mixing it half juice, half water, a teaspoon of the jades. And that's for both of them, because neither one of them is near 150 pounds yet, so they're getting half the dosage that an adult would. And that's just if you've been on my call, I know I've shared this before, but whatever the dosage is on the Nikan bottle, that's geared and engineered for a 150-pound person. So if someone's, 300 pounds, well, they need to be doing twice as whatever that container says. If they're a child and they're 75 pounds, well, you can cut it. Whatever the dosage is. So for our kids,
there is one thing I'm going to try. I bought Xylitol.
Yeah, you're going to be drinking
up to the this call, and I'm just going to see if that's supposed to be a very good, very healthy.
You said you bought what kind of pill?
Xylitol. It's the sugar.
Oh. Okay.
So I'm just going to play around with.
Yeah. You know, that's. that's the best thing you can do is just experiment and see what happens. Because Nikan's nutritional products, although they are the best that we can possibly get, especially the Siaga, the Jade, and several of the others, we're in charge of our own bodies. And for our spouses and for our families, we get to experiment and see what works best for them.
Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you very much. Thank
You're very welcome, Phyllis.
All right.
Hey, Nance, this is Jerry Hickson in Florida.
Well, good morning, Jerry Hickson from the Sunshine State. How in the world are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I just, the comment about the Kinko light, I wanted to see if you had time for a short testimony, but it's very different, I think.
Well, you know, I always have time, but what I'm going to ask you to do when you're done with this, as you say, very short testimony, if you could type it up so I can add it to my collection, because I still have people saying, you know, asking the question, I believe that Maureen did, it was Phyllis. Well, how long, how short, and so we're still getting that, and I was thinking about this yesterday, because we tend to get excited about a new product, and then 6 months later we forget about that product, or in the case of the light, we're still having testimonies. But yes, Jerry, share.
Yeah, well, first, I love it because I move it around in the house. I keep it next to my computer when I'm looking at something, or in whatever room I'm in, almost, I move it to where I am during the day. But I have discovered, too, that if I'm working on some project at night, I better turn it off or I stay up too late. I took it with me when I went to South Carolina, and this was my testimony. I went to visit my friend Janie Coward, who has been in NECAM for a long time, and she uses the products, most all of them. And she has had a challenge with Parkinson's years. And she's about 10 years younger than I am, which is kind of young for Parkinson's, but the challenge, I didn't know what the light would do, but I was staying at her house for a couple of days. She's so sweet to always let me stay there. And when I just set it up next to her in the living room, I said, I don't know what this will do, but let's try it and see. And even the very next day, she said, you know, even while she was sitting there, she said she felt like she had more energy. And then when she got up at night, she said that night she wasn't as stiff. And I thought, well, that's different, you know.
Yeah.
And so she ended up telling her mother about it, and her mother bought her one for Christmas present. And so now she's got it. And so she's kind of excited about it. And so that's just an area. And I talked to somebody else whose husband has Parkinson's, and she said that she's a distributor as well. She said that she had heard that the sunlight is good for Parkinson's, and I noticed that Janie always time outside in the yard. She could work in the yard better than you would think she could.
Sure.
And I'm thinking that might be the connection.
Yeah. You know, and again, Jerry, if you can type that up and just do that little short snapshot, because a lot, I just had somebody this last week say, Vance, do you have anything? And it was specifically, what was it? Oh, seizures. A gal in New Jersey said, you know, my 8-year-old boy is dealing with, and I had no idea that her boy was dealing with seizures. And she said, you know, what do you recommend? So fortunately, I just happened to have two stories that people were kind enough to type up, and one was, you know, a boy with seizures. That was the title of it. And it was 2 pages worth because each one was fairly lengthy. But, you know, that does, and I know we can use the wellness resource CD, but I guess for me it's just if I have a connection with the person who typed it up, because I file these in my file with the name and the email address, if I can get it. That way people have a point of reference, just like me passing on to Maureen Vince's number, so her physical therapist can talk to him as a physical therapist. It's that point of connection. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Well, guys, I think this is the longest I've ever been on the line as the host, an hour and 20-some minutes. So I'm going to bid you farewell. Have a super califragilistic expialidocious day. And I look forward to talking to you next Saturday morning. Okay?
Vance?
Yes.
See, real quick.
Do we still...
I'm not saying do we need. Are they still offering whatever for the Greenzymes on your auto ship?
Sorry, I got a call coming in and it beeped you out. Offering the what for the Greenzymes?
Are they still offering... Do we still need to keep the Greenzymes on our auto ship for whatever promotion?
Oh, no. That was for the free power patches.
Right.
Yeah, no. That was from September through November. And then December is when they sent out those.
Right. That's what I need.
I don't, Doug Braun didn't mention that as far as the success of that promotion. I would presume it went well. I don't know what the numbers were. I should have asked that on the last president on this week's President's Cup call because I think it was very, very successful. At least it was for us. But I do know that the promotion, and I mentioned this before, that we did the first 10 days in December was a huge, huge hit. And Doug has already said that will be repeated again, which was 5-3, get 1-3.
Right. Is there any way we can get a baby quilt or no?
In the past, well, I know that what we have done, because we don't have one. We have probably 10, some that are homemade and some that are store-bought quilts that Emily uses. But she's on the pet pad, or not Emily, I'm sorry, Addie, that Addie uses, and she's on the pet pad. So we're getting the far infrared benefits and the magnetic benefits. But we had one for McKenna when she was younger, and I don't know why we haven't pulled that back out. But we took one of the full-size quilts and just chopped it up and made. If you take a twin-size comforter, you can get about 2 or 3 baby quilts out of that. And you have to find somebody that can sew, which is not too hard in your part of the country.
No, I sew.
I'm not saying anything about us on the West Coast, but, Midwest and the heartland of America, you have, percentage-wise more people that are seamstresses and sew. If not, take it to a tailor, but get them to stitch that side that you cut, stitch that back shut again, and it makes a wonderful, wonderful baby quilt.
Okay, because my niece is expecting, and she's got a shower coming, and I thought of the quilt. You just made a suggestion. What about giving her a pet pad?
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's an expensive gift for a baby if you're wanting to make that investment, but well worth it. Because it will cover, unless they're in a cradle, not a cradle,
bassinet,
like a bassinet, the smaller ones, but most babies will go right to the crib pretty much after the first week they're home, and the pet pad fits perfectly in that crib. They're the exact same dimension. So,
Little sample kit, the sleep sample kit with the small comforter, I've used that for baby presents back when we had it before.
Uh-huh.
I was excited when we got that again because it's only 20 cents.
Yeah. So, and what Jerry's referring to is the sleep sample kit, which has a chunk of the Nature Rest pad, and it has a small sample of the far infrared comforter. And, again, it makes it, it's more of a swaddling blanket, not even a swaddling blanket, but a one that you could wrap your baby up in if you're holding it, or you could even lay it in the bassinet if they're in that for the first couple months or a few weeks or whatever. We did a bassinet with McKenna, and she slept at the foot of our bed, and it was a bassinet that was passed on some dear friends of ours for generations in their family, and they let us borrow it for a while. And then we, moved her up to the crib. And we were first-time parents. We didn't have a clue what we were doing. But once she got to her crib, she was on the pet pads. So.
Okay. Gives me plenty of ideas. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, I'm hoping so.
Yep. Hey, you'll be in the church prayer book again tomorrow.
Oh, Justine, I so appreciate you.
Keep in your prayers. I gotta go for some more tests. So far, it seems good, but go for colonoscopy one of these days soon.
It's all part of the course, and we keep doing what we're doing, and then we get those checkups just to make sure everything's,
It's not your about what they're gonna find.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I greatly appreciate it.
All right. Well, if there's no other questions, I think I'm going to sign off, folks, because I've had people calling me that I need to call them back. So have a great week. And again, if there's anything we can do for you fine folks, please call us. Please email. Let us know. We're here to serve. And that's what we do. Okay? So thank you again, everybody. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning, if not before. Bye-bye.
Bye, Bill. Thank you. Bye.